Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. As always, I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in, breathe out. Second breath in, breathe out. Third breath in, breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows in brilliance and in color. Allow the white light to become a golden white light that radiates throughout your chest, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, releasing all energies that no longer serve you. And now see this light as it moves throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing the light to pass through each and every red blood cell that enters into your lungs and your heart, to be carried throughout the body, carrying the life force, this beautiful golden white light. Allow this energy to move to every extremity of your being. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing through deeper breaths and assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion through assimilating your light energies. And now see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with golden white light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see this light as it flows to the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are focused on reproduction and release, giving you the courage, the wisdom, to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see this light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing golden white light, bringing you into the perfect vibration for you to receive all of your dreams, desires, to manifest perfect health, to be a magnet for all that is good. And now see this light as it passes through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be released to Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the beautiful golden white light as it fills your body and now moves through your pores. You are now filled with golden white light and now surrounded in the beautiful healing bubble of this light. Allow this light to protect you, to heal you, to comfort you, to shield you from all lower vibrations, intentions, energies of any kind. See this light as it spreads out throughout the space, the room you are in, blessing everyone who comes through this space, who touches this light, to fill their life with the same beautiful healing connection to Source. And now see the light as it passes through the walls, any obstacles with ease, moving out into your community, your town, your village, your city, completely encompassing in all directions, all living things, bringing healing, balance, perfection to where you live. And now continue to see this light as it spreads and moves throughout your country and throughout the world, allowing this golden white light to bring healing to planet Earth, to bring healing to humanity, to purify the hearts and minds of all of those who come in contact with this light, reconnecting us in our oneness through our hearts. And now allow all of our lights to join together as one, as we reconnect through our heart space, through our love, through our light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter. See it as it moves through the surface of the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, connecting with all of our family that lives underneath the surface, our subterranean family, allowing our lights to reconnect us, to remind us of our oneness. And now see our lights as they move out beyond the earth into the atmosphere, healing the air, the atmosphere that surrounds the earth, allowing this energy to purify our lungs, our hearts, our minds, our bodies through our breath, increasing our life force, purifying our bodies, removing any toxins, any unwanted energies that are within us, allowing for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits to grow stronger each and every day through our breath. And now continue to see this light as it moves out beyond the earth, connecting with our family of light that lives off planet, our star family, allowing for this light to continue to move out through our universe and our multiverse as a whole, reconnecting the family of light wherever we are throughout the multiverse as we grow stronger in our awakening and our knowing and our consciousness of love. We are connected through our light and our knowing. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Now, today we have very exciting things to talk about, because from this point forward, we will be shifting gears and moving into very ancient wisdom that many have forgotten. Much has been lost over time. And this wisdom comes to us at this time during our awakening because we need it more than ever. Humanity is in a place of darkness, and we need the light. Light represents wisdom, knowledge, love, peace, and source, of course. There's so much that we need to bring healing to our human family, to planet Earth. And this light must come through us because we are the doors of light. And this is why we practice the internal light meditation. This meditation will transform your life. It has for me and for many, many others. Now, when Spirit gave me this meditation in December of 2011, I was going through a very dark time because I was learning about some very dark things that seemed very scary. And at that time, it caused me to go deep into myself, reaching and looking for answers. And through my prayers, I was guided to information that began to open my eyes to an entirely different world. Not the one that we can see in our waking state, but the one that we can feel. And so, because my entire life, I've been very intuitive, very connected through spirit, very aware of the unseen, it was easy for me to receive this information and then begin to put the pieces together, to see that there was hope for our future. Humanity has a choice to make. And that was the time when Spirit gave me the internal light meditation. And they told me, start to do this meditation. I had been trying different meditations for years, never being able to stick to anything. I just didn't feel anything. It didn't matter if I spent money to go to different conferences, learning different techniques. None of them connected with me. I tried it for a while, and it seemed to sap my energy, to be honest. I would be very tired after doing them, and it just didn't feel good. So I stopped. But I always was in prayer, always doing my own forms of meditation. But when Spirit gave me the internal light meditation, something changed the very first time I did it. The very first time I did it. When I came out, I had energy. I felt tingling in my body. I felt vibrant. And so Spirit told me to do this each and every day and then begin to share it with my students. And so I did that. So when 2012 came along and I restarted my belly dance classes, which I teach here in Cleveland, I started with the internal light meditation for each class. And we continue to do that to this day. Now, if you are ready to receive your life in a different way, if you want to transform your life, if you're ready for your blessings, then you will embrace this meditation. But if you are resistant to change, then you will have difficulty doing the meditation. And meditation is a practice because it's something we have to practice. So some people say, well, I can't see the light. And that's normal because you haven't been working with the light. But it's very, very important for you to keep trying. And in time, you will begin to see the light because it's within you. And it's very important. I can't even stress it enough how important it is for you to do this meditation to develop your light. It will change your life. But what you are doing on the mental realm affects your physical realm as well. Your life will be transformed. And some people don't want to let go of the old. They kind of want to let go of it after they can see what is in the future. But it just doesn't work like that. You have to move forward in faith and knowing that it is going to increase you in everything that you desire. First of all, in peace. It gives you so much more peace of mind. And it allows your body to begin to heal physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. There are unseen parts of you, energetic parts of you that need that light in order for those aspects to begin to heal and to create your light body. And so that is why we perform the internal light meditation. It's very important that you understand this and you understand it in order to navigate your awakening. You must choose a path of transformation. And these were the words of the ancient Toltecs. At the time that we exist on this planet, we are told that we must choose. We must choose the path of light or of darkness. Either one you're going to learn from. But the path of darkness is called the path that is not, because it takes you to a dead end, like right in the middle of the dark forest. It's where you get dropped off. That's the way Spirit says it. The path of light connects you to the higher realms, allows you to move forward in your evolution. But some people, as I say, aren't ready to move forward, so they choose a different path. And that path takes them into some very painful lessons. But The universe doesn't judge because we get to choose. It's called free will. So we can choose a path of love that equals light, that equals growth, that equals releasing, letting go of what no longer serves us. Or we can choose to hold on to the old, to the pain, to what happened to us back when we were so old, or even in other lifetimes. Because this is where we are healing soul traumas. We are living in a time where we get to heal the traumas of humanity, of our ancestors. This is a very, very powerful time to be on the planet. You must know that you asked to be here at this time. You chose to be here at this time. And you must be a very mighty, great spirit in order to exist on this planet at this time. Or you would not be here. But you still must choose. Because as spiritual beings, before we become incarnated, there's no emotion attached. We can't feel what we feel once we come into these bodies. So sometimes we choose a very hard path. We choose some difficult lessons. But know that you have everything within you that can help you navigate through those challenges. You must rise into your spirit body, into your spirit knowing. You have to come out of this flesh and see things from a higher perspective in order to navigate through this darkness. Because the ancients tell us that we are in a sleep state. So when you're asleep, you do what? You close your eyes. We cannot see. And so this is confirmed by physicists, by biologists, that we have less than 1% of visible light that we can see. It's way less than 1%. So we literally are walking through the dark, but we think we can see. So think about the other 99%+ of light. What are those? Are those other dimensions, time and space? What is it that we are missing out on? There's a lot we're missing out on. But we chose to walk this path. We are the ones that are spoken of. We are the giants that awaken at this time to bring forth the light on planet Earth, to assist humanity in the awakening. And we were the ones that were prophesied to vanquish the darkness. But in order to vanquish the outer darkness, we must vanquish the inner darkness first. That is where the transformation comes in. And so we are given tools in order to do this from the ancients. And that is why we must continue to learn and grow and find out what are the secrets that have been kept from us through thousands of years, maybe even millions of years. Humanity's been on this path for a long time. But we chose this path for a reason, to learn from our darkness. And when we look into the stars, when we begin to study the ancient sacred tarot, we're going to learn a lot of things. And one of them is astrology from a completely different perspective. So when we begin to look up and look out, then we know that as above, so below. As without, so within. This is a way for us to see what is happening to the collective consciousness on this planet. And so at this time, Pluto has now moved into the sign of Aquarius on November 19th of this year, 2024. And it will stay there for the next 20 years. So this information is significant for everyone who is listening. You need to know about this. This is a powerful manifestation because it will change the course of humanity forever. To the ancient Egyptians, Pluto represents a higher expression of the moon. This is deep because the moon and Pluto both deal with the shadow and the unconscious. We know this because this knowledge came from some of the very advanced ancient civilizations that left some wisdom for us, some crumbs that we have to put the pieces together. We call these ancient wisdom keepers, and they're throughout the world, cultures that were throughout the world. But one of these groups were the ancient Toltecs that resided in what we call today Mexico. And these people built some of the most beautiful monuments as well, pyramids. The city of Teotihuacan. And Pyramid of the Sun, the Pyramid of the Moon, Pyramid of the Serpent is there. Very powerful place. But they came to teach us about the relationship of the moon and the dream state to our level of consciousness and where we are at this time. And they taught us how to cleanse our shadow, which they called the Black Texcatlipica. Now, the significance of Pluto moving into Aquarius is that Pluto represents our collective unconscious, and Aquarius represents humanity. So this is an indication that humanity is about to pass through their shadow energy to emerge into an entirely new phase of existence. Pluto is the transformer that has come to activate our transformation. This is a powerful manifestation because as above, so below. So this is the time when humanity will have to face their shadow in order to cleanse it. Some will embrace this challenge and others will flee from it. But there is no other way to transform. We must cleanse our shadow. The ancient Toltecs said that in the time of the sixth sun, which is the time that we have just entered into in 2021, everyone must cleanse their shadow. Everyone must transform or be destroyed by their own shadow. Because we are the people that have come to heal the wounds of our ancestors and to change the course of humanity. We are now living in the times of many great prophecies. This time is known by many different names. It's known as the Great Shift, the Great Transition, the Great and Dreadful Day, because it will be great for some and dreadful for others. The end times, as the Bible says it, which is the end of one world and the beginning of a new one. It is also known as the new earth, the time of the awakening, and the great solar revolution, just to name a few. But all of these mark a time of a great shift in consciousness on the planet due to a new sun cycle beginning. And this is connected to the Mayan calendar ending in 2012. This begins a new great solar cycle. And so there are many prophecies, many things that we will speak about over the next several weeks in order to connect dots of very ancient wisdom that has come to assist us at this time to help us navigate through our awakening. This represents spiritual states. States of consciousness. The awakening is about a state of consciousness. It's a shift from unconscious states of being in dream states, to moving into awakened states. And so as we navigate our awakening at this time, it is important for us to be able to gather new knowledge, because we are creating our reality from the information we already have. So we don't want to keep recreating what we have. We want to create something new. So that means we need new knowledge. It's new for us, but not to the planet. It comes from the golden age, because we are here to bring in a new golden age. And we're going to talk more about that when we return from our station break. So please join us in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now, let's move forward in this information on the ancient Toltecs and our states of consciousness moving into our awakening. Now, the ancient Toltecs say that we have been trapped in a dream state by the moon. They call it the consciousness of the moon. And we must now break free of the prison of the moon. And for anyone who studies astrology, you have heard this before, that wherever your moon sign is, this is considered the prison of the moon that you must break free from. So with me, my moon is in Gemini. So that means that there's going to be something there that is holding me back from my purpose on this planet. Gemini is all about speaking and teaching and writing and all of those things, right? So that is actually where my very dark night of the soul came in, is when I was going to publish my book. I went into a very, very dark night of the soul, absolutely terrified to publish my book, Doors of Light. And I didn't know why that was happening. I found a publisher in England, and they were very excited about publishing my book. And all of a sudden, I went into this like freak out mode where I was literally panicking. But in doing more study and prayer and learning more, as Spirit is always showing me as I walk this path, I was really tapping into some old soul traumas from other lives where things didn't work out too good for me when I began to talk, when I began to share this deep knowledge, trying to awaken humanity many, many times before, but it wasn't the time. And then I began to remember unconsciously what happened. And it put a very deep fear in me. But that is what represents the prison of the moon that you have to break free from. And something very powerful happened to me. I'm going to share this with you. I had no intention on sharing this with you, but I'm going to share this with you because Spirit is saying to do so. At that time that I was in that state of fear, I was doing my internal light meditation one morning when I awakened, and I completely left from this realm and awakened in a completely different world. And I'm going to tell you something. That place was just as real, if not more real, than this place. And I was on the side of a mountain. And this mountain was so high that we were above the clouds, that when I looked over the edge, I couldn't even see the ground. It was so far down. And I began to panic because I'm afraid of heights. And so I literally was on this very, very narrow, flat landing on the side of a cliff. And when I looked to my right, the mountain went straight up. And when I looked to my left, the mountain dropped straight down. So I was on this very narrow strip of flat mountain. And in front of me, someone was there laying prone on their back, arms on their side, and someone was behind me the same way. And I was in the middle of them. And when I woke up, I sat straight up and I looked around and I was like, oh my God, I was dreaming. I was dreaming this life, the one where I'm talking to you now, right? And it freaked me out because I'm in a totally different place. I feel the coldness of the stone underneath me. I see this cliff dropping straight down, and I can feel the coldness of this mountain, solid. Just like right now, if you went outside and went and sat on some stone, and my heart was started pounding. And I couldn't believe it. I said my whole life was a dream. That was a dream. And when I looked down at my body, I had a human form, but my arms were wings. They were the wings of an eagle. I didn't have arms. And I looked at myself and I said, oh my God, I'm a bird. And I really started freaking out. And then I looked across the sky. And when I looked across the sky, I saw other people that looked like me. They had a human form, but they had wings. And it was probably 8 or 9 of them. And they were flying around. And they were playing and they were doing flips in the air. And they were just having a good time laughing with each other. And one of the women turned and she saw me looking frightened as ever, staring at them. And she flew over to me and she had the warmest smile. And she looked at me and she said, don't worry, don't worry. I'm going to help you remember how to fly. And when she said those words, boom, I was back in my bed. And I sat up and I started crying. I started crying so hard because I knew that I came here to this time, this space, this dimension to do this work. And because I was so afraid to complete my mission, they took me somewhere else to show me you don't have to stay there if you don't want to. You can come back here. We exist in many places. But it showed me that we are on a mission here. And it was so deep. I was crying so hard. And then I heard Spirit say to me, you must overcome your fears. No one can fly for you. You must know that you can fly. And that was really deep for me. And that's what changed my course in my life. And I feel like crying right now. And then I went and I had the book published and my life has not been the same since. But it took everything I had to overcome that fear. And within a few hours of having that experience, I was looking through some paperwork and I found a speech from Nelson Mandela. And he said, how dare you come to this planet and try to hide your greatness? You came here to shine your light for the world to see it. And that was confirmation that I have to shine my light no matter what it takes. And I have to know that I am protected. And we are watched over by our family of light. And so I shared this with you today to encourage you, because you're going to move forward in this life and you're going to go through your own dark night of the soul, because there is the prison of the moon that you must break free from. Your gifts are needed by humanity. Whatever it is that you were born to bring to this planet, you're going to have to bring it. In order for you to do that, you're going to have to move past your own fear, because you have to know that you can fly. It is you. You must fly. And in order to fly, it goes way beyond faith. It goes to an absolute knowing, an absolute knowing that they will not allow you to fall. So it is your time to awaken. And we hear the voices of the ancients blowing in the winds, telling us, awaken, awaken. It is your time to awaken. And this is echoed by all the ancient cultures that are on this planet. Anywhere and everywhere you go, you will hear this. The Aboriginal people speak of it, that we must begin to dream a new dream, because we are a collective consciousness. We are one being having this very powerful experience. But we have to remember this, and we must come back together again as one, as a family, as one family of humanity. That is a great task that we have. And the ancients tell us that we are dreaming this reality. And that can be interpreted in many ways, as an actual dream state, as a state of consciousness, which we have been trapped in due to some sort of frequency control. We know about the states of consciousness that we call alpha, beta, delta, theta, and gamma. And that's only 5 states of consciousness. The ancient Egyptians say we have 360 states of consciousness. 360. So when you look at these 5, alpha, beta, delta, theta, and gamma, it also relates to our 5 senses, which the ancient Egyptians also say we have 360 senses. You think about that, 360 is a circle, right? And we're going to talk about that circle in a minute. But what we call the awake state of consciousness for most people is the beta state of consciousness. And this vibrates at 14 to 30 hertz per second. Now, this is the rush, go, go, go energy that most people are steeped in their everyday life. This is where you get up and you jump in the car and go to work and, you know, dealing with craziness all day, and you come home, more craziness through traffic or whatever. This is beta state of consciousness. But this is not an ideal state to be in, because it stresses your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest system. So people are not able to rest. They're not able to sleep. They need drugs to go to sleep. They need drugs to wake up. You're not able to digest your food and assimilate it, so you have digestive issues, weight gain, so on and so forth. That's because of being in a constant state of stress. And when you're in this beta state for too long, it keeps you in that fight or flight response in the body. And it begins to cause many other health issues. This is your sympathetic nervous system. So you must understand that different states of consciousness activate different biological responses. And since I have mentioned the others, I'm going to give you a little bit of information. You can write it down if you wish. The alpha state is 9 to 13 hertz frequency range. This is a relaxed state. This is where you begin to move through when you start to close your eyes. Even when you sit down to watch TV or listen to music, as long as it's not something crazy. Your theta state is 4 to 8 hertz. And this is your deep relaxation. It includes the dream state. It's where you receive visions. It's a light sleep. But it's a nice, deep meditative state that takes you into theta. And this is where I do the quantum healing hypnosis that Dolores Cannon has taught us. We take people into the theta state so that you can begin to see those visions just as though you are in a dream. So you're in a waking dream state. Then the delta is below 4 hertz. And this is a deep dreamless state. Now that's as low as our instruments of today can measure. Then you go above the beta, which is craziness, to gamma. And gamma is 30 hertz and above. And what's very interesting about that is gamma is a state of consciousness known as the genius state. It's where you can tap into heightened perception. So this is an ideal state of consciousness that you want to be in, the gamma state. And we are told by the ancients that humanity has been trapped somewhere between theta and beta. And we are also told that there are many more states of consciousness, but they simply cannot be measured by our modern day scientists. You are always accessing one of them, and you have to become more intentional about being either in an alpha state of consciousness, very relaxed in your everyday, so that you can be in a healing phase in your body instead of moving into that beta crazy mind. You can go through your daily life with alpha, but you have to practice your meditation in order to get there. And then you want to move into your gamma states where you can really connect to the genius that is you, the master that is you. And all of this will make more sense as we dive deeper into the awakening of humanity. But now we are going to quickly remove ourselves from that ancient teaching, and we're going to bring ourselves right back to our native earth astrology, and we're going to review the readings for all the elemental clans that we went over for the first 4 weeks, the first 4 episodes. And this will give us a better understanding of the energetic state of humanity at this time, where we are moving through as we are in our collective awakening. Now, when we look at all the clans, these represent every aspect of humanity. We are made up of the elemental forces, and through understanding these forces more, we can see how and why we think the way we think, as well as why we do what we do. It is influenced by our elemental forces. The butterfly clan, as we call it in earth astrology, is the clan that represents the element of air. This is an aspect that everyone has in some degree. You are made up of air. It represents our intellect and speech for the most part. This aspect of humanity is being challenged to move forward with knowledge, accessing ancient knowledge that will illuminate your mind and bring greater clarity. The members of this clan show us different aspects of air. We are being challenged with letting go and allowing a new you to be born through your intellect. Taking time for study, for research, and nurturing yourself is also important for you at this time. Finding balance and seeking out new ways to bring that balance on all levels is the message from our air clan. Lastly, the dear people share a message of purification with us. It's time to nurture yourself and bring healing to every aspect of your life. Now, the earth aspect is represented by the turtle clan. They represent our physical needs for food, water, clothing, housing, etc., as well as our physical touch, taste, and smell. This aspect of us is thinking deeply about what is coming next. How do we move forward as a collective? How do we contend with our collective issues in society? As well as recognizing a need for more love and compassion, we must begin to build stronger communities. The earth aspect of us is thinking deeply about our connection to all that is, seeking answer to these deep questions by listening to others. But there is a warning here to be cautious of. There are dark intentions from some that do not want the collective to awaken. So be cautious of the opinions and ideas that you allow to enter into your heart and mind at this time. Be clear on what you want out of life and speak it into being. Don't let anyone put your fire out and keep moving forward on building your dreams. Now, the fire aspect of us is the Thunderbird clan. This is about our passion and purpose. This aspect of us is reminding us to be true to ourselves, to avoid pretending to be someone that we are not. Find your passion and move toward it. Allow yourself to receive what you truly want in life. But you must establish your boundaries and stand firm on them. We are also being told by our internal fire to share your wisdom and medicine with others. Reach out to build stronger communities with like-minded people. This will increase your joy and your passion in life. Now for the aspect of us that is water. This is called the Frog Clan. We are being reminded by this elemental force that we are protected through the purifying of our body, mind, and spirit. We must continue to nurture ourselves through this, and we will attract others to us who are a vibrational match. We are being told that you will acquire new abilities through seeking and applying wisdom. Seek out answers through connecting to your higher self. Meditate more and take time out for yourself. This is necessary in order for you to grow. Create deep roots in your life through your connection to great mystery. The water element is also telling us that our dreams are very important. It is a place and a time when we receive many answers that we have prayed on. Begin to keep a dream journal and take time to reflect on your dreams and your daily life. This is why we are here, because it is time for humanity to move deeper into deeper states of consciousness, rise into higher states of consciousness, so we can connect to the parts of us that we have forgotten. It is all us. It is the fire, it is the earth, it is the water, and it is the air that we bring together when we are human. We're called the fifth element. And we've come at this time to awaken within ourselves so that we can transform humanity. This is a beautiful time to be on planet Earth. And I am so grateful to be able to share this great wisdom with you. I look forward to speaking to you again in our show next week. Please tune in as we dive deeper into the sacred Egyptian tarot to learn more about the ways of the royal path. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.